Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. What it means is up to me. There are a lot of folks who are creating meaning that holds them back, that doesn't serve them, that makes them feel defeated, that distracts them from progress. And I need you to know that what it means is up to you. What it means when you make a mistake, what it means when you aren't seeing progress, what it means when your circumstances change, what it means is up to you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, mini episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes, where the goal is to slow down a little bit and get intentional about how you can show up differently today. I hear from a lot of people who say, I was doing really well, but I messed it up. I already screwed up. I started strong, but I dropped the ball. Or I can do really well all day, but then I completely ruin it at night. Your interpretation matters. You can make it mean that you suck. You can make it mean that you can't change. You can make it mean that you're not motivated or you don't have self-discipline, but you don't have to make it mean that. You can make it mean that you just have a pattern of behavior that you get to change. You can make it mean that you need to be more deliberate in how you set yourself up for success. You can make it mean that you have an opportunity to practice different tools and strategies to see what works for you. You decide what you make it mean. Let me give you an example. I often find that hearing and seeing examples that are unrelated to the thing we're wrestling with is really helpful because it's easy to see it when we're not as emotionally attached to it. So here's the example. I have a family member, married couple family members, who are considering a big move out of state. They're both retired, and this has become this stress monster for them. Oh, you know, we have to do this work to the house, and we've got to list the house, and we got to find a place, and there's so much to do. They've made it mean something stressful when they could make it mean something exciting, something exhilarating, something fun even. You don't have to make it mean overwhelm. You don't have to make it mean stress. You can make it mean awesome opportunity for a really exciting new chapter. Similarly, if you overeat, you can make it mean that you ruined something, or you can make it mean very little, or you can make it mean that you have an opportunity and man, isn't life going to be so much better as you figure out day by day, choice by choice, what you can do differently. You are the meaning maker, and what it means is up to you every time. I'll see you tomorrow.